Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam.
בהקדמה לספר הזוהר.
We're reading from the introduction to the book of Zohar, item 17.
Let's continue.
אות י"ח. ביחד עם זה,
item 18. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that indeed we have already extended, as is fitting, for his eternalness, eternal and perfect beings. Our eternalness requires that the shell of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. For if it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives.
We have said
before in item 13 that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there we are in the form of the third state. Yet, it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation. As will be written below, all other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves.
Baal
Sulam says here that we were born eternal and this shell of the body is transitory and so forth. In another place he gives the king's allegory that he prepares for his beloved son the best delicacies and music and everything, but the son is deaf and blind and so forth. So what's the right way to look at it then?
He gives such examples that we have to go from the incomplete state to the complete state. When we're on this path, we learn something. In this way, we have a deeper understanding of who the Creator is, how good he is, and what exactly is our work. And that's it. It's all these changes are toward us. Go on.
He says, we've already said that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for itself, doesn't even exist in the eternal thought of creation.
Yes.
And that's where we are in the third state. What is he saying us? That our life is a dream, an illusion, not real? That everything we think of is...
I don't know. That depends on the definitions. What is a dream? What is a not real form? What is a real form? But it's clear that we have to change our relation to ourselves, to the Creator, to life, and advance. Advance toward His form, which is only to bestow. Yes, come on.
But he says this thing doesn't exist. What you see here doesn't even exist in the eternal thought of creation.
Yes.
All that we perceive ourselves as broken, all of that is...
It doesn't exist.
So what do we do with that perception?
Imagination.
But that's what we have in front of our eyes.
Okay, so you're living in a world that is imaginary or that it doesn't exist forever. Of course it doesn't exist forever, obviously. Because what exists forever is only the complete form. And all the forms along the way are in order for us to improve in our thoughts, desires, intentions.
He says this world doesn't exist at all, that all that you see doesn't exist in the thought of creation at all.
But in our thoughts, it exists.
That's a problem.
So it's not a problem. Just accept it this way. With respect to the Creator, from the perspective of the Creator, there's the final form, and that's where He leads us to all those forms that we imagine along the way in our imaginary world.
Ot Yud Tet.
Item 19. With this we settle our fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to do good, how did He create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? As we have said, all this agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity, which comes from the future third state, compels us to go either by a path of Torah or by the path of suffering and reach our eternal state in the third state. And all the agony is felt only by the shell of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us
is
only was only created to become a will to bestow. And the pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs.
וימלא את צרכיו. אמנם, בזמן שכל אחד...
Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, and wars, and slaughter we cannot escape.
לנו מפלט מהם,
they weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies. And you find that all the agonies in the world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil shell of the body and resume the complete form and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is as we have said that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form. Bear in mind that the mitzvot between man and man come before the mitzvot between man and the Creator. Since bestowing upon one's friend brings one to bestow upon the Creator.
Shilot.
He
writes that basically the suffering has a purpose, that it's revelations, it's not for no reason.
Yes. Ma,
so when suffering comes, what do we ask? What's the prayer?
We, on top of the suffering, can turn to the Creator and ask Him for corrections, to correct our will to receive, which we feel and reveal now, in a way that causes us bad feelings.
What do we want to see in the suffering?
In the suffering, we want to see the revelation of inequality between us and the Creator.
From
Belarus, how does the path of suffering lead a person to the purpose of creation?
Well, by the suffering, he wrote here, the suffering only shows us how incompatible we are with our role, and in order to push us forward.
No.
From PT, women PT 10, then how do you cancel the shell of the evil body?
Through prayer, first of all, because only the Creator knows how to do it. And ask for a correction.
What
could help us in order to hold on to the third state when we're in the second state that seems like chaos?
When all of us together begin to work on the gap, on the difference between us and the Creator, which is our will to receive, and each of us and all of us together will try to pray to cancel it. We have nothing else to do besides that.
From Women Mach 21, what's the meaning of the end of suffering for a man?
That through his prayer, he corrects the gap between him and the Creator.
We'll read item 20 once again. After all that we have said, we come to the resolution of our first inquiry. What is our essence? Our essence is as the essence of all the details in reality, which is no more and no less than the will to receive. But it is not as it is now in the second state, which is the will to receive only for oneself, but as it stands in the first state, in Ensof, in its eternal form, which is reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker.
As
written in Adam 13, although we have not yet reached the third state in actual fact, and we still need time, it does not blemish our essence whatsoever. Since our third state is necessitated from the first,
מתחייב לנו בהחלט גמור מצד מצב האלף.
Thus, all that is bound to be collected is deemed collected.
כגבוי דמי. ומחוסר
זמן. And the need for time is regarded a deficiency only where there is doubt whether one will complete what needs to be completed in time.
אם ישלים את הצריך להשלים באותו זמן. וכיוון שאין לנו שום ספק בזה, הרי זה...
But since we have no doubt about it, it's as though we have already reached the third state.
ואותו הגוף בצורתו הרעה,
and that body too, given to us in its present corrupted form, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are to be completely eradicated along with the whole system of impurity, which is their source. And all that is bound to be burned is deemed burned, regarded as though it never existed. But the soul that is dressed in that body, whose essence is also purely a desire, but a desire to bestow, which extends to us from the system of the four worlds of Abiyah of Kedusha, exists forever. This is because this form of a desire to bestow is in equivalence of form with the life of lives and is not in any way exchangeable. This matter will be completed below from item 32 onward.
כן. שאלות?
Yes. Questions?
אז מדובר על זה שיש חלק שהוא נצחי.
So we're talking about some eternal part and some transient part. כן. So it's all about what a person identifies with, yeah?
Let's say.
So if in the path of Torah, a person initiates moving towards the Creator, but he sees the will to receive prevents him, so from that he comes to a state where he asks not to identify with the will to receive, yeah?
In order to receive? No, the will to receive itself is not the problem, only the intention.
So how can the path of suffering also lead you to that state if there's no recognition of evil?
Without recognition of evil, you cannot correct anything.
But if a person doesn't go towards correction in proactively, intentionally, then there's no will to receive that prevents me from reaching the Creator.
I didn't understand. Speak a little slower. The will to receive, in order to receive, begins to feel that it cannot remain in the desire in order to receive, but rather it has to get rid of its intention to receive and shift to in order to bestow. Yes.
And this is the path of Torah, yeah?
And that's the path of Torah. And then, in this, he has according to how much he wants, how much he realizes that in order to receive his bad.
Okay.
For this, he receives a force that corrects him.
So what's not clear is in the path of suffering, which is where we are not actually correcting
yes
the lessons,
no.
right?
Yes and no.
So how does this path also works to reach the goal?
There's a part from the corrupt will to receive, for which a person asks for correction, receives from the Creator and corrects, and there's a part of the will to receive, which he cannot ask for it, and reveal it and correct it, and this remains for the suffering. So let's put it this way, there's a will to receive that it's entirely in order to receive. A certain portion that is revealed, which that it's in order to receive. You discover that it's bad for you, meaning you already recognize the evil, which is in order to receive. And the in order to receive, you want it to be corrected. So let's say that with your prayer, it will be corrected. And what you don't reveal is corrected as about to be corrected. So you remain with it for the time being. And you correct it after at higher degrees.
So then what is the path of suffering?
The path of suffering is when you cannot ask for corrections while the intention to receive is revealed. And you are with them, and then they accumulate. And through them, you come to the recognition of evil through the suffering.
עוד?
More?
כן.
Yes.
רב, אם אפשר להסביר את הפסקה, הוא כותב שאף על פי שעוד לא הגענו
You can explain the paragraph. He writes, although we have not come to the third state in practice, and we are still lacking time, it still does not blemish us in any way. The essence of our being, because our third state is necessitated, is mandatory because of the first state, and all that is deemed to be collected is deemed collected. And because the lack of time, which is regarded as a deficiency, it's only in a place where there's a doubt if he will complete what needs to be completed at that time. And because we have no doubt about it, it is for us as if we have already come to the third state. And that body, in its evil form that is given to us now, does not blemish our essence, since it and all its possessions are about to be completely revoked along with all the system of impurity. And all that is deemed to be burned is deemed burned and is regarded as if it never existed.
So what are you asking?
I'm asking, what kind of existence do we have in the second stage?
As we discover that when we discover the gap between us and the Creator, and on that gap we pray that the Creator will cancel it.
So we just constantly have to be recognizing and just continue recognizing? Is that our work?
No, you're moving to actions in order to bestow.
It happens on me, but I'm like a spectator. Kind of a...
Well, I don't know. Let's say so, then what? Yes. You observe and you discover that you're different from the Creator and you're asking for correction over that difference.
According to what we read in the last few items, I see corruptions in the friend or in the tent. How do I correct them?
That's already another topic.
But it seems to me like Everything is ready here. We are intense. We see corruptions.
So the corruption is in you.
Fine. But beyond it, now I want to correct it. So, he says there are states of wholeness, the third state. What should I do? Draw corrections from there, try to depict a complete state, and...
You want to cancel the reason why you are opposite to the Creator.
I'm different from the Creator.
Yeah. Yes.
And I see a friend as corrupted.
That's why you see the friend as corrupted.
Why can't I see him as corrupted?
You don't see corruptions outside of you.
If I don't look at the friend as being corrupted and I'll really work on him being corrected, so I'll kind of ignore it.
No. In order to advance towards corrections in the corrected third state, you have to correct yourself. And in seeing flaws in others, it indicates that you are corrupted.
No. Intellectually, I understand what you're saying, but in practice, I do all kinds of things in a corrected way, and the friend isn't doing them. He does them in a corrupted way. So the friend is corrupted, and...
That's how it appears to you, yes.
But that's in practice, what my eyes see. That's the way it is. That's what I see.
So you still can't discover the evil.
So why do we sometimes say that we have to pray that the friend will be corrected?
To the extent that you feel that he is flawed.
So I'm saying he's corrupted.
That he's corrupted in your eyes. So you're asking for correction. But the correction is in you.
Everything is in me. The whole world is in me, but I want to correct it. I don't want to see the corruptions anymore.
Then pray.
Fine. So now I need to pray.
Yes. What do you ask? That the Creator will correct you.
Not different. But I'm doing everything correctly. What's the correct in me? I'm doing everything correctly.
Except for one thing, that all the corruptions we see outside of you, they indicate that these corruptions are all inside of you.
Okay, fine. How do I describe the connection with the friends? So I'll stop seeing these corrections. What do I need to do?
You have to ask the Creator to correct you to the point that you see no flaw outside of you.
Fine. So this I need to draw from the third state. I have to connect to the friend in the corrected state.
I don't know. You'll ask from the Creator and He'll set it up.
What's the difference between ignoring the corruption I see in the friend and really correcting it?
When you ignore the correction of the friend, meaning you shift the correction to yourself, and you say, I'm to blame, not he, it's a corruption in me and not in him, and I need to make corrections, and I have to pray for myself. I have to see outside of me a perfect world.
Fine, so the correction is me. What do I need to correct? I'm working correctly. What do I need to correct? I can't ask from the bottom of my heart if I don't see corruptions, and may I see the corruptions in the friend.
This is the problem. The problem is you see the corruption in the friend, and you need to be asking for correction on yourself.
I'm willing to ask, but what should I ask?
To not see the friend as corrupted.
Just like that? I want to see the friend as corrected?
Yes.
I should cry for this until I see the friend as corrected? Is that my problem, that I don't see the friend as corrected?
Yes.
In this whole article, it talks about the system of the worlds that go through a way, they have to be in bestowal. Suddenly, he tells us that bestowal upon one's friend brings him to bestow upon the Creator. That's the first time the matter of a friend comes in. Moreover, he says how we come out from the second to the third state when all the people in the world agree unanimously to cancel the will to receive for themselves, and if they have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, they complete all the suffering, torments, slaughtering, and they are rewarded with a perfect life. Who are all the people in the world that have to agree unanimously? And how come all of a sudden you have friends here? Until now he talked about the system of souls and then correct you. Why did the Creator do this, do that? What ways there are to correct and what states? Suddenly a friend comes in. Who is this friend who is now taking me from the second to the third state?
He
even says more, the commandments between a person and his friend. Previously we said a person has to bestow upon the Creator, the soul has to change its nature, to bestow like the Creator. And suddenly there's something more important. There are commandments between man and man which are more important than the commandments between man and the Creator.
Yes.
So, what is he trying to tell us here?
He wants to tell you where truly you have a problem. And the problem is how you see the friend. That's it. How do you see them?
מנותק ממני. אני לא רוצה מלחמות.
Disconnected from me. I don't want wars, suffering, problems.
What you don't want, the fact you don't want it, that's clear to us.
מה זה נקרא להשפיע ל...
What does it mean to bestow upon a friend?
מה שמתגלה לך, עד כמה שאתה דואג רק לעצמך.
What appears to you is the extent to which you only care for yourself.
That's clear.
So you need to equalize your relation to yourself to your relation to the friend. What are you proposing like that? What do you want me to do?
It's like I'm given a condition now that is impossible. He tells me you want to get rid of wars, troubles, suffering, and...
Well, the fact that it's impossible, that's that I understand. We can see it on you. What's next?
I'm saying, think about them, worry about them.
Yes, if you can't, you can't. All right, so you pray. If you don't feel that you need it, then pray to feel that you need it.
רב, בהמות אין להם תיקון, כאילו מתות
כמו... Beats have no correction, they die as they were born.
אדם יש לו שכל, כאילו נראה שזה...
And man has intellect, which seems like an addition to the regular beast.
Yes.
What is this instrument that he received? How does it serve him in order to have an advantage over the beast? What is the use he can do with it?
קודם כל זה הכרת הרע.
It's a special device that, first of all, it's their recognition of evil that he can achieve, and from here he can improve. The one who doesn't get to it, then they all seem as beasts, it's written about them. That one is really only in corporeal development.
In other words, man's intellect is only to make comparisons between existing and desirable in order to come to the corrected state? Is that it?
Yes.
What is the need for the separation in the second state to clothe specifically these desires? Passions for honor, for knowledge.
These are degrees. Degrees of man's attraction.
And why does it separate us from the corrected state?
Because you begin to engage in that, and that's where you stop.
So, in other words, in the corrected state, these desires don't exist?
In the correct state? No. Everything becomes as a single desire aimed at the Creator.
What
is one desire that's directed toward the Creator? What is it?
All the desires unify in a single desire, which is all aimed towards the Creator to bring Him contentment.
These desires for honor, for power, for knowledge, for money unite in a desire for
everything.
What does it mean that they unite in that desire, these desires? What does it mean that they unite in the desire to bring contentment?
That their whole purpose is to bring contentment to the Creator.
In other words, desires for honor, for power, for money suddenly become desires to bestow contentment upon the Creator?
Yes.
What happens to them? How does that shift happen?
That if you have an opportunity, a possibility to use them in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, then you do use them.
What is the right use of one of these desires in order to bring contentment to these to the Creator?
The right use is that you see where you can use it to bestow.
How can we bestow with a desire for money, for honor, for knowledge? How can we give contentment to the Creator?
Try and see.
Should a person relinquish these desires in order to be able to give contentment to the Creator?
To give it up in order to receive and open them up in order to bestow.
What does that mean, to open them in order to bestow?
To use them in order to bestow contentment to the Creator.
And what does it mean that they all unite in order to bring contentment to the Creator?
That you can use them all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good morning, teacher. It's an interesting phrase. For me, for example, honor is more important than women, than money. But I have no spirituality in me. So what can I learn from this about spirituality?
In the meantime, perhaps nothing. Only degrees, but not more. What exactly is spirituality? Still can't be understood just from this excerpt.
Can it be used in order to bestow, as you said? Is there such a thing?
Yes, but on the degree at which you might be bestowing to friends, to people, yeah?
Honor, is this something I should relinquish or forget about, that it doesn't contribute to spirituality?
We'll learn about it, but certainly money, honor, knowledge, we have to make concessions of them.
In general or in some way or...
In general, but it's a gradual process. There are its degrees. And we're not talking about this world. It's not that, like, say, you work now, so you give up your salary or some other things like that. That's not it. We have to understand this. We'll advance and we'll better understand. What's written here in one line can't tell you much. Okay, 24.
Item 24. The essence of the body is but a desire to receive for itself, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that corrupted will to receive, which had initially been created to be eradicated from the world in order to achieve a complete third state at the end of correction. For this reason, it is mortal, transitory, and contemptible, along with all its possessions, like a fleeting shadow that leaves nothing in its wake. Since the essence of the soul is but a desire to bestow, and all its manifestations and possessions are fulfillments of that desire to bestow, which already exists in the eternal first state, as well as in the future third state, it is immortal and irreplaceable. Rather, it and all its possessions are eternal and exist forever. Absence does not affect them whatsoever at the departure of the body. On the contrary, the absence of the form of the corrupted body greatly strengthens it and enables it to rise to the Garden of Eden. Thus, we have clearly shown that the persistence of the soul is in no way the persistence of the soul in no way depends upon the concepts it has acquired, as philosophers claim. Rather, it is its eternity is in its very essence, in its desire to bestow, which is its essence. And the concepts it acquires are its reward, not its essence.
Shilut.
Questions.
כן, דודי.
מה נשאר מהאדם בשעת מיטת הגוף?
What remains of a person when the body dies?
The body, you mean the flesh?
Yes, that's what I perceive, that's how I understand.
שהספיק לרכוש.
What he managed to acquire before. So
if it's concepts and intellectual things, nothing remains. What remains from a person after he dies?
What are you reading that you're completely not understanding what's going on?
I'm asking, he writes that he and all his possessions that are eternal and exist forever, and absence does not affect them whatsoever at the departure of the body. On the contrary, the corrupted form of the body strengthens them. I didn't read the whole thing. So regardless, what remains of a person?
How much he can move towards the desire to bestow.
That's the inclination he has toward bestowal. If he hasn't entered bestowal, he has nothing left.
Nothing.
So what does it mean that something remains? And what's before and after? What does that mean?
Let's read.
So he says that the soul is the desire to bestow, and it's one that went through the correction, yes? Instead of receiving, it's taking out. This is moving us on from these worlds to those worlds. When it exists, it's clear that the mechanism works in that way, and now a person is looking for ways to be filled with that desire, yes? What is the filling of the desire to bestow?
According to equivalence of form with the Creator.
So a person feels equivalence of form with the Creator as filling, or do I feel it like as the filling is for hunger or all the other things?
Yes.
And how does it even happen? He doesn't even talk about how this inversion of this engine happens.
No, in general, he's being very short about everything.
It's also from the thing he says, know that the commandments between man and his friend are advancing us, and from a person wanting to bestow to a friend, he all of a sudden wants to bestow to the Creator. How's that? What's the connection here?
By bestowing to his friend, he... requires a feeling. What does it mean to bestow to someone outside of you? And that's how he comes to bestow to the Creator.
What is to bestow to a friend?
Bestow to the friend means that I detect in him certain desires and feelings that I can that I can help him acquire.
Yesterday you said a sentence that you have a lot of work and you didn't start yet. And you, when you were asked what that means, you said that each has to make room in his heart for the friends.
Yes.
How does that happen, that thing? How does it, making room in your heart for your friends? Or
it's not for now.
What is that advice to bestow to a friend? If I need to feel the friend in order to bestow to him, right?
We have to feel the vessels that exist outside of a person in order to bestow to them. Yes. Pray for them.
Today I don't feel those vessels, maybe in a very limited way. I see that a friend has a certain need and
but
it's, I'm not certain what. So what do we do?
We do. We advance. We advance. That is why we have the 10. And you must incorporate in the desire of the other and so on and so forth.
Yes, but as far as I'm concerned, it's all games.
What in games? There's nothing more important than that.
The game is very important, but I don't really feel the friends. As if I'm trying.
So even more. That with the fact that you don't feel it, it means that you have to invest more in that.
I'm investing more in the game. I'm still trying to feel the friends, but I don't really feel them inside of me. Certainly not the way I feel myself.
That's clear.
So when does the game become reality?
That depends on you. As much as you bestow to the friends, so you advance toward bestowing to the Creator. There's nothing more to say. You heard it 1,000 times. So if you remain wise, you'll remain with your wisdom.
Rav, I'll go back to the paragraph. It was read. And it's a very... And while all the people in the world will agree unanimously to eradicate from the world the rule to receive in themselves, and they'll have nothing for themselves only to bestow to their friends, then all the concerns and all the harmful ones will be removed from the earth and everyone will live in a healthy life. In short, it will be very good. Now, this whole thing is that all the people in the world will agree unanimously. We in the 10 agree unanimously that really the desire to receive is a horrible thing, and we want to cancel it and to bestow it to one another. We agreed. We said. We had a gathering of friends, and we all agreed. It's not happening, this agreement. The agreement is just unanimous, and although we agreed all to it, and then what? What's next? I don't see it happening. And that if they cancel out this, all the harm things will go away. And
these are actions from above.
Meaning after there's this agreement, and
after we have adhesion in the 10 between us and agreement where we have to reach, which is also expressed in our prayers, then accordingly we activate, using our prayer, the upper system, and it begins to care for us already on a new level.
Weekdays in the work. The Rabash article, why the speech of Shabbat must not be as the speech of a weekday in the work. It's written in the Zohar, the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Rabbi Abba started, if because of the Sabbath, you turn your foot from doing what you wish and from speaking words, so your speech of the Sabbath will not be as the speech of a weekday. Each day, one must show a deed and evoke awakening below from what he should evoke. However, on Sabbath, one should awaken only in the words of the Creator and the holiness of the day, and not on anything else. Since on the Sabbath, there is no need for an awakening from below. Come and see here, when Pharaoh drew near to make war with Israel, at that time, the Creator did not want Israel to evoke an awakening from above at all. From below at all, since there was an awakening from above. As it is written, the Lord will fight for you, and you will keep silent. Since the name of Rachamim, mercies, must awaken on them, because an awakening from below would only activate judgment. We should understand the adjacency of the Lord will fight for you and Sabbath and Shabbat, and why each day we need an awakening from below. But on Shabbat, we do not need it, because on Shabbat, there is only an awakening from above. We should also understand what it means that on Shabbat, we should engage only in the words of the Creator and the sacredness of the day. It is known that there are two things before us. One, the lack, which is yearning. Without a lack, a person cannot feel pleasure, even if this thing is the most important thing in the world. If he has no lack for the matter, although he can receive it, but not enjoy it. Since this depends on the measure of his yearning for it. Hence, we have a time of lack, and then it is the time to receive more lack each time. That is, where he feels a lack, he goes to feel the lack. If it is hard for him to obtain that thing, we do not say that he tried in vain to obtain it, but rather that he did obtain something. He obtained a kli called yearning. In other words, had he obtained the filling right away, this filling would not be regarded as a filling with regards to pleasure, which is the main purpose, as we learned, that the purpose of creation was his desire to do good to his creations, meaning that they will receive delight and pleasure. It follows that if a person receives something without effort, meaning that he did not have the time to obtain the kli to receive the pleasure called yearning, the pleasure he should receive from it, the filling cannot yield the pleasure because he has no kli to receive the pleasure. For the kli to receive pleasure is called yearning. And in order to receive yearning for something, it depends on time, meaning time for feeling the lack. It follows that when a person prays to the Creator to satisfy his need, this too depends on the amount of time he has been praying for the Creator to satisfy his lack. For this reason, the Creator first helps him by the growing of the kli within him, called a kli of yearning, meaning that the Creator hears his prayer. And the reason why a person does not receive the filling for his prayer right away, he should say that this is not so, but that the Creator does hear his prayer and is increasing the yearning within him so he will have a real kli to feel the pleasure. It follows that if he were to receive what he wants right away, he would not be able to enjoy because of the lack of yearning. Are righteous. And when we want to walk in the work, meaning with the aim of the heart, to intend that all his work will be for the sake of the Creator, then begins the order of the work. That is, the wicked in his heart, which are called will to receive for oneself, resist working for the sake of the Creator. However, God has made them one opposite the other, meaning that to the extent that he wants to walk on the path of truth, to that extent the truth about the evil within him appears. When one has a small desire to walk on the path of truth, meaning to do everything for the sake of the Creator, his evil is small as well, since one opposite the other. In other words, to the extent of the Kedusha in him, so is the resistance to Kedusha. It follows that the more he advances in the work and wants to go more on the path of truth, the more the evil surfaces by not letting him cancel the evil, and the evil exerts to control more forcefully. It follows that anyone who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. Therefore, it follows that one who wants to be righteous, that is, his actions will be for the sake of the Creator, the evil grows within him. This is why they said, to the righteous, the evil inclination seems like a high mountain. In other words, the evil ascends each time. Har, mountain in Hebrew, means hiruhurim, reflections. That is, he had bad reflections, meaning that each time the bad thoughts increase and become a high mountain. But to the wicked, those who do not mind the intention to make it in order to bestow, but believe that they are working lo lishma, and that from lo lishma they come to lishma,
and rely on it and say, glory will finally come. Meaning that only when they have a desire to aim for the Creator, they will certainly have the power to overcome and do everything for the sake of the Creator. Since their bad seems to them like a hair's breadth, meaning that it is not so difficult to aim. The reason is that their bad is not so great, as was said, since their good is small, meaning the desire to do everything for the sake of the Creator is small. The proof of this is that they do not have a need to begin this work. So the bad in them does not need to show the evil within it and resist him. Therefore, the evil inclination seems to them like a hair's breadth. This means that none of them is lying, but each speaks according to his feeling. It follows that in the order of the work, we should discern the following.
Adam, בזמן שנתעורר,
State 1. When a person awakens to emerge from what he has from his upbringing, he feels that he cannot be drawn to the general public who engage in Torah and Mitzvot with the same understanding they had when they began to observe Torah and Mitzvot. This understanding and feeling have been going on for them for a long time, but they are not making any progress in Torah and Mitzvot except in quantity. But as for quality, meaning to have more of a feeling for the importance of Torah and Mitzvot, they do not have it. They wonder how it is possible that there will be no progress in the quality of Torah and Mitzvot, since it is written about Torah and Mitzvot, for they are our lives and the length of our days. But in that sense, they are not advancing whatsoever. Therefore, they go look for a place where they can obtain the progress in terms of the greatness and importance, so they will feel that they are our lives. The second state, when we begin to walk on the path to achieve for they are our lives, our sages tell us that the advice to come to feel the life that is found in Torah and Mitzvot is dvekut, adhesion, as it is written, and to cling unto him. That is, cling unto his attributes. As he is merciful, so you are merciful. This means that as the Creator wants only to bestow, so man should come to such a degree where he wants all his actions to be only to bestow and not for his own sake. Here, in the second state, when he wants to ascend in degree and observe Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow, he receives the first assistance. When a person is notified that he is far from the quality called Lishma. In other words, although before he began the work of bestowal, he knew that there was the matter of having to work lishma, called for the sake of the Creator. And he believed in what our sages said, one should always engage in Torah and mitzvot, even if lo lishma, since from lo lishma he will come to lishma. But it never occurred to him that in order to work lishma, one needs a miracle from above. For it is impossible to emerge from the control of the will to receive for oneself. This is so because if a person has only a little bit of good, he cannot be given a lot of bad, for he will not be able to subdue it and will immediately escape from this work. But when a person begins to work with energy in order to come to work in order to bestow, he is given, according to his work, a sensation and awareness how far he is from it. It follows that the first assistance he receives is the revelation of the evil in him. This is called hardening of the heart. As it is written, "For I have hardened his heart." This is regarded as obtaining the achoraim of Kedusha, the posterior of Kedusha. Kedusha. Has been completed. At that time comes the time of the fifth state. Meaning, when the Creator gives them the light, and this light reforms them. In other words, by this they emerge from the governance of evil called vessels of self-reception and are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. This is the meaning of stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will do for you today. This means that once the kli of the bad has been completed, there is room for disclosure of light on the part of the Upper One. This is considered that the Creator is giving them the vessels of bestowal. Creator. By this, we will understand the adjacency of what is written, the Lord will fight for you, and you will keep silent, and Sabbath. It is so because when they were already complete in terms of the evil, meaning when they saw that it was impossible to emerge from the bad in a natural way, but only by a miracle, this is regarded as the evil being completed sufficiently. At that time, the help from above should come to give them the light to complete the vessels, meaning that the vessels of reception will acquire the form of bestowal. This does not pertain to man's work. This is why it is written, you will keep silent. Since now is the time when the Creator gives, also on Shabbat, which is an awakening from above, we should speak only of what the Creator has, as he says, that on Shabbat we should speak only of the words of the Creator and the sanctity of the day, since Shabbat is an awakening from above. Conversely, on other days, meaning weekdays, there should be an awakening from below, meaning to invoke the lacks that are below among the created beings, and to ask that the Creator will satisfy their lacks. Now we can understand what we asked about the adjacency of you will keep silent and Shabbat. We'll also understand why on weekdays we need an awakening from below, and on Shabbat it is only an awakening from above. Also, we will understand what is so your speech of the Shabbat will not be as the speech of a weekday. And we will also understand why on Shabbat we must speak only about the words of the Creator and the sanctity of the day. Thank you, dear Rav. It's written here. When they were already done with the matter of the bad, or there was no possibility to exit the bad from the way of nature, only by miracle. What does it mean to emerge through the way of nature?
Microphone.
We'll come to it and see. Along the way, just like we come out of certain things in this world, we cannot come out of the evil that the Creator arranges for us, but only by rising up from the degree where a person is at. Then he can emerge from the evil.